Today we're going to talk about, last week I know we hit on you gave a review of the Fitbit, the fitness tracker.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So now I know we kind of teased it then, we were going to get a little bit, elaborate a little bit more on the app.
Yes.
That goes with Fitbit.
Yes, because the app, and today we're going to talk about all kinds of health apps, mm-hmm. as far as things you should have or could have on your phone to help you with your fitness and health goals.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. It's because of you that we are now a 5-star rated podcast in the iTunes store. If you haven't done so already, please head over there, give us a rating review. We really appreciate it. And please don't forget to share the podcast with a friend. All right, so I'm really excited for this episode because we're going to be doing a little bit of a continuation of last week's episode. We're talking about fitness apps. And also, I want to introduce our new co-host. You'll kind of hear her breathy and sultry tones. It's our new co-host, Cassandra. Say hello, Cassandra.
You're so funny. It's really me.
It's Shannon. Hey. Yeah, Shannon is battling a cold right now, so obviously, but she's pushing through. You're pushing through, right?
I am powering through, and yeah. I actually, believe it or not, I sound a whole heck of a lot better today than I did yesterday. Yesterday, I was just like a squeaky little mouse.
Yeah, I know. When I called you Friday, I could barely even hear you over the phone. It's like you couldn't even make any audible words.
So. I was like, okay.
So yeah, so you have recovered and or recovered enough to
recovered
join us on the
somewhat,
podcast,
yes.
Which is great. You know, I was glad I wasn't going to have to go solo, which is nobody wants to hear that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, so apparently my name's Cassandra this time.
Yeah, Cassandra with the breathy tone, maybe, you know,
the
possibly.
The deep husky voice.
Could possibly work on a 900 number.
Oh gosh.
Never mind. Just forget I said that.
No, I will not earn extra money that way.
Okay. But today we're going to talk about, last week I know we hit on you gave a review of the Fitbit, the fitness tracker.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So now I know we kind of teased it then, we were going to get a little bit, elaborate a little bit more on the app.
Yes.
That goes with Fitbit.
Yes, because the app, and today we're going to talk about all kinds of health apps, mm-hmm. as far as things you should have or could have on your phone to help you with your fitness and health goals. So the Fitbit app, it really is where most of the power of the Fitbit is. You know, like you've got a lot of new smartwatches and stuff where they have a really pretty intense user interface just right on the watch. But Fitbit's pretty simple, as you heard last time. So the app is really where everything's at. The app is where it's at. And it has everything in it. It basically feeds information back and forth between the tracker that you wear and then the app. So I'm just going to quickly high level the things I like. There's a lot you can do with this sucker. I could probably spend an entire episode. So the main things that you track with your Fitbit app, and there's a nice little user kind of friendly screen, just nice blocks and circles. You can see where you are really quickly with your goals, and you set up all your goals in this app when you first get your Fitbit. So mm-hmm. if you have a weight loss goal, if you have a step per day goal, whatever that is, this is where it tracks it. And it's got one big circle up top, which for me is my steps. And then it's got four little circles underneath right on the top that talks about floors, the miles you've covered, and then the calories that you've burned, and finally the minutes of activity or working out that you did in a day. So this always just monitors each day.
And you can choose those kind of five highlights?
I think these are pretty much the main highlights.
The main five, okay.
But then underneath, it has all these little boxes. So you can track your exercise. You can see how you slept. And then they have, if you want, you can set up a hourly step goal. Mine is like the lowest possible number because during the week I just do not walk around because I work in an office. Then they have your heart rate. Mm-hmm. So my normal resting heart rate, but it shows what it is right now.
Right.
So I'm not wearing my Fitbit right now. Shame on me. But this tells you what it is in that moment as it's getting information from your Fitbit. Then it has the calories in, and then it has, if you want, again, you can track your water consumption, which has been a real challenge for me for ages. You think this is such a simple thing, but it's so hard to make sure you're getting enough water in a day, at least for me.
I'm assuming that's something you have to manually enter?
Yes. So Okay. There's some of these get updated right from your Fitbit. Anything that requires activity, heart rate, movement, that stuff gets updated from your Fitbit. The calories burned, everything. When it comes to what you're eating, what you're consuming, and then even your exercise, it auto-recognizes certain exercise, which you can set up in the app. There's a section you can do that. But you can also manually put in an exercise. So if you did like an insanity workout or mm-hmm. something. They don't have an automatic recognizer for that. They have one for like run, walk, you know,
yeah.
biking. You can just put that in. They have like all of the kind of activities you would usually see in a fitness tracker. And you put what time you started and what time you ended so that it can match up the heart rate it's been clocking to that particular workout. So it can actually assign the heart rate, even if you didn't know at the time you were working out in that moment, you can actually see, it'll put that workout with that heart rate. So gotcha. It'll track it.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, it is a little bit more manual that way, but the thing that's really awesome about this, and Cassandra has to clear her throat a little bit. Sorry. is the integration it has with other apps. Now, you probably hear that a lot. You know, if something integrates with a lot of other different types of technology, it makes it better, mm-hmm. typically. So this really does integrate with a lot. And I think it was fate because within 2 weeks of wearing this, Peloton, my lovely Peloton, came out and said, we're going to be integrating with Fitbit. And so that even though it doesn't automatically recognize your workout, the Peloton bike will send your workout that it catalogs in its system to your Fitbit.
Right.
So you don't have to track it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's doing it for you.
And if you guys are curious what the Peloton bike is, it's probably one of the best stationary bikes there is right now. Yeah. We did a review on it on a past episode, so you can go ahead and check that out. But we talk about it a lot. So
yeah, if you listen to us frequently, you know we're kind of obsessed.
Yeah, so. It's like the best at-home spin bike, I think, we around right now. Anyway, sorry, but I wanted to kind of let people know what the Peloton plug is.
There.
Well, I want people to know what the Peloton cycle is. So
yeah, so it's a piece of at-home machinery, workout machinery, and yeah, they just came out with it like 2 weeks after I got my Fitbit.
Oh, almost meant to be.
I'm telling you, it's fate. Certain things happen in a way, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I did this right. But some other stuff that it integrates well with is other apps. So other health-related apps, one of which I know we're going to be talking about soon, is the Lose It app, which is where I particularly choose to log all of my food mm-hmm. intake. And that actually imports right into the Fitbit as well. So if you have a Fitbit, you don't have to double log all your food. I was doing that for the first week, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking painful. But Lose It is so much better as a food logger that the two working together, it's just beautiful and seamless, and I love it. So you also get in the Lose It app, I don't know if you know this, but you actually get Fitbit bonuses when you reach certain activity levels, and it adds more calories back into your, like, calorie bank.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk to each other. It's not a one-way street.
Gotcha.
So the water tracker I use a lot because you can just like click like one glass or eight fluid ounces or 16 fluid ounces or 24 fluid ounces. You can just quickly tap on one of the preset sizes mm-hmm. of water.
Oh, that's cool.
And it just automatically logs that in for the day. it's just you can set your goals to be whatever you want, but I like the accountability, the additional accountability overall that this app provides. It just is such a seamless experience between the tracker and this. There's tons of other things you can do in here. You can set up challenges or join challenges. They are really, this is, I think, one of the things that even my friends with like Apple Watches, they said they miss this. Because there's not this community aspect to the Fitbit that there is, or there isn't that with the watch as there is with Fitbit. So you can connect with your friends. I only have one friend, and she's totally kicking my butt. But you can kind of communicate and join in with other people, mostly step-related challenges,
right.
You know, just basic steps. But this is a decent pedometer.
Nice.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention is you can also set alarms and things like that. So you can, I actually have a wake-up alarm where it vibrates. The Fitbit itself doesn't make any noises, like, ever. It just vibrates. When you hit a goal or you get, you know, someone's calling you, you can have notifications set up. All of that setup is through the app. You don't do any of that really through the Fitbit itself. So that's just kind of a cool additional thing. It's more than just a fitness tracker. It does kind of help integrate some other basic things, but it's a very powerful app. I mean, I've used a lot of health apps. This rolls it all in, and it's free. I mean, if you have a Fitbit, this is a really phenomenal free app.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Everything you can do in here is just incredible.
That's awesome.
So
it sounds like it's really, you know, obviously you got to make the initial investment of the Fitbit, but yes, as long as this is kind of a data compiling service and also helps, you know, makes your Fitbit more useful.
Yeah.
And make sure that you get the most out of it. You're not just wearing it looking for resting heart rate or anything, calories burned per day. You actually have some goals associated with it.
It's not just a heart rate monitor in that aspect. It really is taking control of like all of those different components and seeing how you slept and seeing how your resting heart rate was kind of impacted because of that. It all just fits really nicely together. And like I said, those integrations with other technology, there is a list on their site, actually, I think, that all of the different things that the Fitbit app integrates with. And it's crazy. There's a lot of different things on that list. So,
well, I'm going to talk about the app you already alluded to when you were saying one of those things that's connected to the Fitbit, or you can connect. It's the Lose It app. And just in a kind of a general sense, the Lose It app is kind of like a fitness journal. I mean, not fitness, excuse me, a nutrition journal.
Yeah.
So it helps you log your food to see what calories and what macronutrients you're having per day. we're not huge on counting calories, but, you know, we like to pay attention to it. And I think with this, the special thing about this is, or the most important thing, is that you see kind of what, you know, what your food, you know, what it produces, you know, like kind of what kind of energy you're taking in, what kind of energy you're putting out. So, you know, we realize that, you know, calories, counting thinking about what calories you take in is not overall the most important thing, but tracking what food you take or what you eat is really important because it lets you know, if you're having too much of one macronutrient opposed to the other or not enough of one. So I really like it because I get to see my macronutrient breakdown every day, and what I'm trying to achieve is, you know, 60% fat, 20% protein and carbs. So I get to try to stay, have a nice little pie chart for you at the end of the day after you log all your food to show you if you're meeting, you know, what your intended macronutrient intake per day is. But also, I mean, it's super easy because it has so many foods stored in the app.
Yeah, I will say I used that app back like when it first came out, I mean years ago, and it was not anywhere nearly as robust. Like you'd have to kind of substitute some of the information and add to it because there was just nothing in it.
Right. Yeah, but now it's it has a huge catalog of food. I mean, essentially, it kind of compiles everybody, you know, once they have a food or they enter a food, I guess it goes into a big database.
Yep.
So it shares it with all the users. So if you just type in, you know, Trader Joe's hummus or roasted garlic hummus, boom, yeah. It's in there.
And it has the brands and everything.
Yeah, exactly. They have from what store, what brand, what specific type of food, you know. So, I mean, they have really specific stuff, and it's really useful. And another cool thing, couple cool things. About it, say they don't have it in the database, if it has a barcode on it, all you gotta do, they have a scanner in the phone, you just hold it up to the barcode and boom, it knows the food and the macronutrient breakdown of the food. So you just have the scanner. If you have the food, you can go to a grocery store and scan every food that, you know, you put in your grocery cart, and then boom, you've got all the foods, all the macronutrient breakdown of those foods. Also, it has a camera option where you can take a picture of a food, and it's not probably as good as obviously not as good as the bar scanner.
I've tried it.
But, you know, they give you suggestions. If you take a picture of a food, they say, is this food this?
Yeah.
You know, it's not always as good, but, you know, sometimes to get it right, which is kind of cool. You know, it has the technologies to recognize the food via the picture and give suggestions on what type of food it is and therefore the macronutrient breakdown.
I think it works best like when you have like a cupcake or a bagel, you know, it's like something super basic and it's like, oh, that's clearly a cupcake.
Yeah, like a piece of fruit or something like
but
that.
But if it's like a vegan, oil-free, like curry-flavored cupcake, it's not going to come up.
Curry-flavored cupcake?
There are such things.
Yeesh. All right. Anyways, but those are a couple of the cool options of it. It also, like the Fitbit, it interfaces with, or it kind of, it can link up with other fitness apps on your phone. So I just use the general health app that comes on the iPhone that tracks my my steps and stuff per day. And then, boom, I have them kind of linked together. And so my steps get put into my daily value of what calories I'm burning every day, too. So it kind of gives you a net value of how much you burn to how much you put in with the food. So also, it allows you, kind of similar to the Fitbit, to enter in exercises.
Yeah.
So it has a whole kind of catalog of exercises similar to that of the foods. And you can put in how many reps you did, how much the duration you did, kind of what intensity you did it as.
Yeah.
And it'll give you a suggestion of how many calories you burned doing that exercise.
Yeah. Somewhat lowballs the exercises I found on the calories burned, I think for good reason.
Right.
They kind of underestimate. But it's good for kind of basic.
Yeah, I think that's good too. And obviously, like we said, and I kind of started off this whole explanation of the Lose It app, we're not strict to counting calories. You know, if we go over calories, our daily calorie allotment that the phone or the Fitbit, the Lose It app or the Fitbit says we should have a day, we're not stressing out. We're not going at the end of the night, going out and running so we can get below our calorie count. You know, we just like to know a general idea of what we're taking in each day and, you know, how much macronutrients we're getting to kind of see how that affects our body. How, you know, if we need to have more protein, if we're feeling a little sluggish and we think we need more protein, you know, if our muscles are sore, if we need more water too, you know, that's a cool thing. I don't know if the Lose It app has the water tracker.
As Lose It app will remind you every 5 seconds, this is one of the annoying things about the app. They have a constant reminder to upgrade to the premium level.
Oh, yes.
The premium level has a lot more. Like, you can actually meal plan, so you can put your food in ahead of time. You can track your water. There's a lot more that gets opened up with the premium. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, we have other apps for that, but it's just, that's the one thing. Those friggin' pop-ups do drive me a little bonkers. They remind you quite frequently.
Yeah, so, no, I agree. Yeah, I used to, like Shannon said, I used the free app, so, but it's for a free app. I think it's extremely useful. If you can just, all you gotta say is no thanks, and you do get those a lot, the asking for you to upgrade to premium.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the free app offers a lot, especially for people that haven't even thought about tracking their food yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's super important. I've read and listened to podcasts about how just keeping a food journal makes you realize what you're taking in each day.
Yeah. And I think that's why we both do it. Right. I mean, like, at the heart of it, it's not about tracking calories. It's not about, like, yes, I crushed my goal for calories or, you know, I totally went over my activity calorie burn today or something. It's fun to see that stuff, but it really comes back to being acknowledging and being accountable for what you're doing. Our culture and our society, I think, just we move so fast so constantly that we don't really give ourselves the time to be present and to say, okay, so I just ate an entire pizza, maybe I shouldn't eat that burger tonight, or I did not walk at all today, maybe I should go out with this extra half hour today and just take a walk and get some, you know, just move for a little bit. No one's there to tell you that in your head most of the time. Like, no one else is there and you forget. So these apps, especially these two, I think as far as holding yourself accountable and just giving you a whole level of awareness into your health and fitness, these are probably two of the best, I think, that are out there.
Yeah, education is key. Knowing how much carbs are in a food or how much fat's in a food, and and especially how much sugar is in food, I think that's super important in helping you eat healthier, okay? So, we gave you a couple of our favorite fitness apps, but we also put it out there in the social media world to see what your couple of the listeners' favorite fitness apps were. So I know Shannon had one of her friends, Jessica, let us know what her favorite apps were.
Yes, Jessica Fox has two that she submitted. She said she loves the Runkeeper app, which is one app that I use, actually, for days that she just wants to zone out and go for a run outside. And the app tracks your run, so it'll map your run. You can either have, like, the voice notifications, like how far you've run, what your rate is, whatever. But then it also logs all that information for you at the end, so it's pretty cool. The other one that she had was Fit Radio, which I have not heard of before, but it sounds kind of awesome. I guess it's a music streaming app that creates new professional DJ mixes that maintain a consistent beat based on your desired workout. So, like, she's actually a Zumba instructor, so she's doing playlists for specific, like, you know, dance beats and everything. So she needs to make sure she has a certain rhythm. And that, I guess, this is one of the apps that she's playing around with, she really likes, or like even yoga would be good. And you can also track your distance for running and set intervals and, you know, share stats on social. So it sounds like it integrates into some other stuff. And it's a free app that has a premium app as an option.
Nice. Well, we had a couple other ones. We put it out on Facebook. My buddy Dave Cohn, former fraternity brother. That's right, I was a frat bro. He has one called Strong Lifts 5x5, which helps him tracks some strength building workouts, especially for like hypertrophy. I'm gonna try to get this word right. Hypertrophy training, which is essentially gaining muscle, building muscle. So 5x5 is kind of, I would say it's one of the go-to reps and sets. I guess what's the word, like doing 5 reps by 5 sets. That's one of the main things
when you're superset.
Yeah, well, it's what when you're building strength and you're trying to build muscle, that's kind of one of the go-to reps and set framework. So, and it gives you like 5 or 6 main like muscle building compound exercises, helps you track it, gives you the weight suggestion and stuff like that. So that's cool if you're looking into putting on some muscle mass. Former ETT client, Casey O'Brien, does MyFitnessPal, which is one I've used before. I don't know if you've used that before, but it's kind of similar to the Lose It app.
I've heard a lot of people use it, yeah.
Kind of similar to the Lose It app, you know, it tracks your food and your exercise, your fitness. So that's a good one. Our Growing Roots, our neighbor who's also provides our eggs and other kind of organic produce, Carolyn Gale. She has Map My Run, much like Jessica.
Yep.
Fitocracy and My Plate. And I thought My Plate, I was like, oh, she's using like the USDA MyPlate nutrition tracker, but there's also another MyPlate. It's actually put out by LiveStrong.com, which is, you know, kind of the company that Lance Armstrong started way back when, but now it's, you know, it's all general overall fitness, so that's cool. Kara Elizabeth, Runtastic Timer, which is basically kind of like an interval timer. I checked it out. It looked pretty cool. Interval timers are huge for training. Interval training is awesome. We're a huge fan of that. Former guest of the show, Lean Green Dad, Corey Warren, he's using Fitness Point Pro, which tracks strength building workouts. So he's got a premium version. There's also a Fitness Point free version and pro, but he's trying to the last time I talked to him, he's like trying to add a lot of muscle mass. So he went and upgraded and got the premium version. So he's taking it pretty serious. So and also last but not least, our buddy Matt Perkins, he said he uses the old pen and paper app. Have you heard of the pen and paper app?
No, as in like a piece of paper yes. and pen?
Yes, sorry, that was a sad attempt at comedy. my buddy Matt, he still uses the pen and paper when he does his strength workouts and meal planning and things like that and tracking his macros. So, you know, a lot of people like that too. There's something with just writing stuff out that helps you make kind of, I don't know, reaffirms it, you know, makes it kind of more realistic too. You know, apps are great and they're really useful. We already went through all the kind of things that it helps with us. But, you know, if you like the pen and paper, as long as you're keeping track, that's great. I mean, you see people at gym all the time write down their workouts. So whatever you need, whatever type of tools, you know, you want to use to help you track your fitness, to make you more accountable, do it. You know, we gave you a bunch of suggestions, but, you know, it doesn't matter what you use or you know, if you use any fitness apps at all, you know, just try to, you know, be a little bit more, these kind of things help you be a little bit more accountable, and that's the main thing. So that's what we were trying to get across today. We are going to go be using an fitness app soon. It's not technically a fitness app, but we're going to use it for a fitness app. We're about to do our Facebook Live workout. So when you guys hear this, you'll be able to go to our Facebook page and check out the Facebook Live workout. Please, you know, we're going to let you know all at the end. We got the outro. We got all our contact points and all the stuff, how you guys can get a hold of us. So you guys can check that out tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, but when you listen to this.
Yes, it'll be there for you.
It will be there, yes.
And ready.
That's right. So if you want to get a hold of us, let us know about some fitness topics or health topics that maybe we're not aware of and we could talk about on the podcast. We would love that. Or any people we should interview.
Yes.
I know we got some cool stuff. We got our next on location.
Some really fun ones coming up. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, our next on location episode is going to be pretty cool. So you guys get ready for that. Other than that, you got anything else for him?
I think that's it.
All right. This is Nick and Cassandra signing off. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And we'll check you next time.
Goodbye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. We really appreciate you guys listening, and we're really appreciating... Oh, my God. One more time. 5, 4...